Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivator. My name is John, and today what I wanted to focus on was, I had a conversation with a good friend of mine, and we were talking about, our lives, jobs, and, outside of the family stuff, we were really just talking about, different things, and we both like to talk about leadership, personal development. So we were talking about consistency and scheduling and how you can really hack becoming much more successful by just doing a couple of small little things. And then dropped a bombshell on me that I already knew, but it was funny because you really don't think about it until someone brings it to your attention. So here's what I'm talking about. We know from statistical facts that if you set a routine for yourself, you get up at a certain time, you go to bed at a certain time. Once you wake up, you do this series of things. Once you go to bed, you do this series of things. It's just a constant routine that lets your body know this is when we're getting ready to attack the day. We're getting prepared. We're doing this. And once you get that system down, you can start, tweaking it, augmenting it, and, saving yourself some moments along the way. And the same thing for bedtime, but you can also use it throughout the day. Different things that you do, like not checking your email 467 times in the first hour of your day, that kind of thing, and I've had to wean myself off of those things as well. But the one thing about the routine that for me, being a former working musician, was the morning time. I am not a morning person. I try to get up every day early so that I can get some extra work done for myself and for my company before I start working for somebody else. And he was very like, yeah, that's the way to do it. You wake up early, you get even more done because you're not being bothered by phone calls or emails. He said, but the secret is every day, even on weekends. And I was like, oh yeah, because I'm not going to lie, I love to sleep in on a Saturday morning. It's one of those nasty habits that I can't shake from my childhood. Saturday was just the day to sleep in. But the reality is, if you really want to move forward in your work, or maybe you're trying to, self-educate, or maybe you're even taking classes, or maybe you're just trying to find that book or take that extra course or figure out a way to make some extra money, those hours that you're sleeping are extremely valuable. So if you could develop the habit of waking up early during the week, why not go ahead and use it during the weekend as well? It just makes sense. Waking up early on the weekend gives you more time to get things done and still spend time enjoying 2 days off, or however many days you take for a weekend. It's one of those things where it was an aha moment. I'd forgotten that, yes, you should take those 2 days and get up early and keep your routine going. Because once you stop the routine of waking up early during the week, it's harder to get that started back on Monday and Tuesday. It's a little bit more of a drag. So what are you going to do with that extra time? Are you going to read that book that you keep wanting to finish? Or are you going to, study up on a subject you're trying to learn about? Maybe you're going to get up and start building that business you've always dreamed of. Or maybe you're just going to educate yourself on investing or money management or personal development. You've got the time. It's just a matter of taking it and using it to the best of your ability and using it for what matters most. I hope that gives you something to think about. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Come join me every weekday evening at 6 p.m. over at facebook.com/John C. Donahue for the last call. Hopefully it's the last call of your day before you can decompress and just cruise on into the evening time as you get ready for your nighttime routine. And guys, make sure that you choose to be awesome, because when you choose to be awesome, you truly will be.